The science is catching up with the artists and what artists have always known about the value of the arts and aesthetic experiences to heal us.
Welcome to See You Now Insights. I'm Rebecca McEnroy. Creative expression has powerful effects on your health and well-being, far beyond what we once imagined. In this insight from episode 81, Making Spirits Bright, Susan McSammon, Executive Director of the International Arts and Mind Lab at the Brain Science Institute at Johns Hopkins University, explains how, when we broaden our definition of what counts as art, creativity becomes something we can all access. Woven into daily life, these creative moments become tools for regulation, well-being, renewal, helping healthcare workers not only heal, but thrive, and bring their fullest selves to the work of caring for others.
Over the last 20 years, since we've been able to literally get inside our heads non-invasively, we've started to learn a lot more about neuroplasticity, about the role of the default mode network, about something that we call the aesthetic triad, around the role of enriched environments to change synaptic connectivity. So we know a whole lot more about the role of neurotransmitters and hormones that the arts impact and how they can have a tremendous impact on the way we feel. The way we feel physiologically, the way we feel mentally, and really how they even influence our behavior. In terms of burnout, sort of at that very worst place where physical health is also affected because mental health is such an extreme and there's fatigue, we have been doing quite a bit of work at Hopkins and are in the process of building a recharge center that's the first in the country that looks at both biophilic spaces, virtual reality. We're using vibration in the form of a tune bed, and then also what I like to call low-tech, high-touch. So that's drawing, doodling, expressive writing, knitting, crochet, collage, also looking at offering different kinds of very simple ways to engage in different types of art experiences, like singing in the shower, humming in the car, but making these arts practices part of your everyday to really address some of the very severe aspects of burnout. And then looking at stress and anxiety, thinking about how these practices can really be something that you use as part of your daily routine. There's a really interesting study done by James Pennebaker, University of Texas, Austin, looking at the use of expressive writing. When you can bring those feelings to the page, they often don't get lodged inside your body. And so the act of just expressing them, even if you don't share them with anybody else. So something as simple as being able to do journaling or note-taking, where you're really beginning to kind of let those things go. We've actually spent a lot of time thinking about what are arts. And I consider any form of self-expression an art. And that could be anything. It could be visual arts. It could be performing arts. It could be digital arts. It could be culinary arts. We've identified about 10 different categories of arts. But the reality is, with technology, there are new art forms being born every day. And that's going to continue. Someone recently showed me yo-yo performance as an art form. And I think if you really let go of the mythology around what the fine arts are and what art means, it's really about creation. It's really about sharing your voice, finding your voice, and celebrating voice. And we spend our lifetimes figuring out how to do that. So if we can expand our minds to what art means, that gives us tremendous liberty. Even if you just thought about literary arts for a minute, we have poetry, we have spoken word, we have haiku. Every culture has their own form of literary art that may be different than other cultures or maybe overlapping, but open our minds to what self-expression really means. We need to thrive and we need to flourish. And I think we leave a lot on the table in terms of opportunity costs when we're not living our most full lives through this sense of self-expression as a maker, but also as a beholder of other people's expressions and the things that they want to say, whether they're sad or happy or complicated, to be able to open the space to have these richer discussions and richer experiences really is in service of humanity.
From episode 81, Making Spirits Bright, Part 1, that was Susan Magsalmon, Executive Director of the International Arts and Mind Lab at the Brain Science Institute at Johns Hopkins University. You can listen back to that episode, hear episode 82, Making Spirits Bright, Part 2, and explore our entire See You Now podcast library when you subscribe to See You Now wherever you get podcasts. For See You Now, I'm Rebecca McEnroy. Thanks for listening.